Translation. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Narakasura, the son of Dharitri, the earth, tried to grasp the whole sky, and for this he was killed by the Lord in a fight. His mother then prayed to the Lord. This led to the return of the kingdom to the son of Narakasura, and thus the Lord entered the house of the demon. Purport. It is said in other Puranas that Narakasura was the son of Dharitri, the earth, by the Lord himself. But he became a demon due to the bad association of Bana, another demon. An atheist is called a demon, and it is a fact that even a person born of good parents can turn into a demon by bad association. Birth is not always the criterion of goodness. Unless and until one is trained in the culture of good association, one cannot become good. So, Om Gyanin Timirundasya Gyanan Gyana Shalakaya Chakshun Mitamina Tasmai Shri Guru Namaha. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Yutam Parakamalam Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sarakana Larita Sarishakan Vitam Tamsa Jivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saritam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Paran Sarakana Lalita Vishakam Jiva. He Karuna Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Mancha Kalpata Rupyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasare Gaur Bhaktavinna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I was going to discuss today a few things. Today is also appearance day of Lochan Das Thakur. So we'll speak a little bit about his appearance and his wonderful book. It's called Chaitanya Mangal. So we'll briefly discuss that book, and this verse is relating to Narakasura, who became he was a good boy because he was born from Varahadev and Bhumi, and we'll find out in this story that. Because he became very demoniac and he captured 16,100 beautiful girls and he kidnapped them in his palace, Krishna had to come and release them. So we'll find out, you know, the story behind all that. And it's a well-protected place where Narakasura was living. And it wasn't very easy to get through to release the princesses. So this, just a little background. This is chapter 3 we are on. Chapter 1 basically describes what glories of Vidura. Vidura. Chapter 1 is about Vidura. In Canto 3. And Chapter 2 is about Uddhava. So, glories of Uddhava is mentioned. And now, we are going to Chapter 3, which will be glories of Krishna. So, all the 16,100 wives are described. 8 queens, principal queens are described. And so we'll briefly go through the queens of Dwarka, and then About quarter past or 20 past, maybe we'll talk about Lotan Das Thakur. And then we'll hopefully sing one bhajan, or if it gets connected, I will. It is such a nice prayer which we can all meditate upon, because we just finished Sankirtan and we had some festivals last week, and tomorrow another festival is coming up. So it will be very appropriate actually to sing one of Lotan Das Thakur's bhajan. He's the one who actually got Srila Prabhupada very excited, and he was very emotional when he heard these songs. So hopefully we'll be able to hear the nectar. So that'll come later on. Alright, so anybody know how many principal wives Krishna had? This is all in Dwarka, basically. Eight. Okay. Anybody know the name? Yeah, you got eight. Okay. All right. To remember eight principal queens, I found, when I was studying this Canto 10, etc., we had to revise everything, and slokas and this and that. But most of the slokas, when we were revising Canto 10, were from Canto 3. So when we had to revise some slokas, it was Canto 3. So this is a very important canto. Try and revise and learn some verses. It will help you later on if you are doing Bhaktivedanta, following the 12 cantos. This is a very important canto. Okay, so the way to remember the eight queens is, you know your alphabet, A, B, C, D. So start with J. So what do you think J is? Jambavati. K? Kalindi. Okay. L? Lakshmana. Okay, not Lakshman, Lakshmana. Yeah. And then M. Yes? Mitravinda, M. N? Nagna Jiti. Nagna Jiti. Okay, that's all in sequence. And then you can add our nice bank, you know, RBS, yeah? So, R means Rukmini. B means Bhadra. And S? Satyabhama. So is that easy to remember? Yes? Who wants to take a chance and repeat? Start with J. And then, quick. Without reading, without.
Jambavati, Kalingiri, Lakshmana, Mitravinda, and Nagna.
Nagna Jiti, okay. Good. Yes. Bhadra. Very good, very good. So something you can take away today, and then hopefully you'll remember this, you know, that eight queens who are there. Okay, then the 16,100, how do they come about? Okay, Narakasura, he, you know, was in association with Banasura. Anybody know how many hands Banasura had? He had 500 pairs of hands, so 1,000 hands. So with that 1,000, he could play 500 drums. Da-dum, 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 da-dum. Yeah? So he had 500, he was playing 500 drums. And then Lord Shiva was very pleased. So he was choosing, you know, like I chose Devarishi for Mridanga. When Lord Shiva wants to dance, he employs the services of Banasura. Okay? So that's very nice, interesting. Plenty of drums, and then he dances nicely. Yeah? So that's Lord Shiva. Right, so, but Banasura was a demon. He, you know, they're very powerful, then they become very demoniac. Power makes you demoniac, actually. Too much power is not good. A little power is good, and too much, then you become proud, and, you know, nobody can beat me. All these demons, Kansa, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, they all were very powerful, and they thought nobody could beat them. See, but then Krishna has to put them in the right position. Even Indra in the Bhagavatam, he becomes so powerful that, who is he to stop this yajna? It's been going on for years, and who is this little boy trying to stop the yajna? So that's pride again. Brahma says, that little boy, I don't know who he is, but I'm going to steal the cowherd boys and calves. So he also plays a trick. But Krishna has to teach all of them some lesson. So it's beautiful. Bhagavatam is so beautiful. There's so many stories. Unending. Anyway, a little bit about Rukmini was a daughter of Bhishmak. And she was going to get married to Shishupal. So Rukmini did a plan, and she sent a message through a Brahmin to Krishna. That later on I will add in Lochan Das Thakur's stories, that there's a priest called Vanamali. He's the one who arranged to take this message to Krishna. And he is the one who actually finds the partner for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he finds Vishnupriya, the second wife of Lord Chaitanya. First one is Lakshmi Priya. Second one is Vishnupriya. But who is the matchmaker? It's Vanamali. So it's the same person who delivered the message to Krishna about Rukmini, or Rukmini's letter he took. So that was interesting. I learned, recently. So this Vanamali is a matchmaker. And, he found the right girl, Vishnupriya. So that's interesting. Okay, so Krishna comes and kidnaps Rukmini. And Rukmini and everyone else tries to stop him. But then Balaram and Krishna, they fight all the, kings or princes. And takes Rukmini away to Dwarka and gets her married in Dwarka. Jambavati and Satyabhama, it's linked. These two princesses, the story is linked with what? A Samantaka jewel. It's a jewel which can produce, I think it is 10 tons of gold. Just that stone can produce gold. So Satrajit, the king, he had that stone, this special Samantaka jewel. But one day, what happened, he gave it to his brother. His brother's name was Prasena. And Prasena took it out like a toy, he just took it with him and then he was going somewhere. And in the town, somewhere in the town, this lion, he attacks Prasena. And he takes the jewel. He is not aware of the jewel, but he takes it with him. And then the lion has this jewel. And then Jambavan, a gorilla, he attacks the lion and takes the jewel. And then he gives it to his son in a cave to play with. Jambavan's son, he was playing with this jewel. But in the meantime, Satrajit, he actually blamed Krishna. Because Krishna wanted this. Krishna told Satrajit, the best should be offered to the king. The best of anything. So this jewel is so nice. And very, it's producing 10 tons of gold. So it's precious. You should give anything precious to the king. So Satrajit denied and whatever. But he at least heard that Krishna told him. So he suspected Krishna stole the jewel. So he was spreading this news that my Samantaka jewel has been stolen by Krishna. So that word, rumor spread that Krishna is a thief. And of course, Krishna, we all know he's a butter thief, but in this particular Samantaka jewel, he wasn't a thief. He wasn't a thief. So he wanted to prove that he's not guilty. You know, in this country, I think the law is you are innocent until you are proved guilty. So, but there in Dwarka, the news was spreading that Krishna is guilty. So he didn't like that. So what happened is that then, of course, Krishna had to make plans to clear his name. So he tries to find out where the Samantaka jewel is. And following the footsteps of this and this and this, he finally enters this cave where Jambavan is playing with his little child. And Krishna enters, everyone is very scared, oh, it's too dark, too dangerous, don't go in there. But Krishna is Krishna, so he went in there. And then Jambavan and Krishna had fight for how many days? 28 days. Good, close. 27 is good. That's very good. So 28 days. And then after 28th day, Jambavan, he feels, you know, something is wrong here. I'm fighting, I'm supposed to be the strongest man in the world. What's going on here? And then at that instance, Krishna turns into Ram. You know, he shows him the Ram form. And then, of course, Jambavan, in Treta Yuga, he used to serve Ram. So as soon as he saw the figure of Ram, you know, incarnation of Krishna as Ram, then he offers his obeisances, and then he apologizes for the big fight and whatever, and then he says, okay, I'm now pleased that you are the Supreme Lord, so I'm going to give you this, you are after this Samantaka jewel, here it is. So he takes it from his son and gives it to Krishna. And then he says, because I have troubled you, I would like you to do one thing, and that is take my daughter in marriage, you know. So then Jambavati becomes his wife, yeah, Krishna's wife. So this is Jambavati. And what happens to Satyabhama? Because Krishna then comes to Satrajit, King Satrajit, and says, this is what happened. Your brother was killed by a lion, and then a gorilla killed the lion, and the gorilla had this jewel, so I've returned it back to you now. Now you should clear my name. So then he is pleased, King Satrajit is pleased, and then of course he says, please do me one favor, take my daughter in marriage. So that's Satyabhama. Okay, so that's Satyabhama got married to Krishna. Kalindi Yamuna. One day Arjun and Krishna, they were traveling and they were near the bank of the Yamuna. And then they were very excited to see this beautiful young damsel just walking up and down the Yamuna. And then Krishna asked Arjun, please go and find out what's going on here. You know, that who is she? She's very beautiful. Find out more. And Kalindi is doing the same. She's grown up, young lady, and she's looking for a partner. So she tells Arjun, my only desire, my dream, is that I want to get married to Lord Vishnu. I know you are very close and very, you know, friendly to Krishna. You are very close to him. And I know you are a very great fighter and whatever. So you are the right person I can ask. So please ask him, pass the message to him. So Krishna, of course, he understands. He's a soul, super soul in everyone's heart. He understands and then he says, okay. So that's where he gets married to Kalindi. Kalindi is another name for Yamuna. Also, you know, when Vasudeva was taking Krishna from Mathura to Vrindavan, Yamuna Devi, she wanted to touch the feet of Lord Krishna. So she raises her, you know, the water levels, right? So she can touch the lotus feet of Krishna. So that's another side story, but Yamuna wants to touch lotus feet of Krishna. So that's why she got married, Kalindi. Now, Nagnajiti, we just covered in 2 days ago. I think our Jagannath Sutta covered all that. So Nagnajiti, her father's name was Nagnajit, King Nagnajit. And Nagnajit, he had this, for Ram to also get married to Sita, there was Swayamvar. And then Ram had to pull this arrow. He had to pick up this arrow. In Arjun's case, he had to fire an arrow on a fish or something. So here, the King Nagnajit, he told all the princes that you have to string or tie 7 bulls. They were untied, so they were unbridled. So with a bull, if you come to the Goshala, it's cows and then there are bulls. But bulls have a rope or something tied to the nostril. So when years ago I was taught, you do like this, then they turn right, you go like this, pull, the rope, then they turn left, the bulls. So if you want to go right or left, you have to. But the direction is because of the ropes which are attached to the nostril. So these 7 bulls were unbridled. And the test was, whoever wants to marry my daughter, Nagnajiti, you have to bridle the 7 bulls. So nobody could do it. And then Krishna actually, the way he does it is that he didn't bridle all 7 himself alone. He actually expanded himself into 7 different bulls. And 7 different Krishnas. And one Krishna was attacking one bull or defending nicely and, tying the rope, bridling them. So that was a story there. And of course, Krishna, because he expanded 7, it was so very easy. It was like, playing with a doll. So that's what is described in the canto. So that's how Nagnajiti was married to Krishna. Yes? Mitravinda, kings were Vindhya and Unvindhya. But she was the daughter of King Jayasena, wife of Raja Dhidhari, who was the sister of Vasudeva. Vasudev is Krishna's father. So Krishna, Vasudev's sister is this Raja Dhidhari. And her daughter was Mitravinda. And this takes place in Ujjain. Anybody been to Ujjain? Number of people? Ujjain. I was there about 2 years ago. Yeah, I think 2 years ago. And then anyway, we went to the school of Sandipani Muni. That's where the Gurukul is. Krishna studied in Ujjain. So anybody wants to go to Ujjain, do have a look out and go to Sandipani Muni school. And there, there's art drawings like here. It's 64 arts. And Krishna actually, when he was studying, he learned one art per day. He understood and then he memorized everything. One art per day. So in 64 days, he learned all the 64 arts. So this is Krishna and Balaram. They were very clever and then in 64 days, they were free. So then Sandipani Muni, as a guru dakshin from Krishna and Balaram, he asks Krishna and Balaram to get his son back to life. Now this son was taken by Yamaraj. He died and Yamaraj took him to his place. But this is the only occasion where Krishna and Balaram, because they are lords, then they wanted to fulfill the desire of their Guru Maharaj. So Guru Dakshin. So they went to Yamaraj and Yamaraj said, how can I please you? So etc. his son is released and Guru is pleased. Isn't it amazing, you know, what Krishna can do? He's the Lord, so he can do anything he wants. So that was Mitravinda, she's getting married to Krishna in Ujjain. Okay. Lakshmana was king of Madras, or Madras, South India. And there was not a big battle, but again, Krishna had to fight to win Lakshmana. All these are called Rakshasa's marriage. Rakshasa marriage. So where, you know, Krishna has to fight and then win the hand of the ladies. Last one was Bhadra, Rohini, daughter of King Bhadrasen. So we've discussed 8 queens, principal queens. The 16,100 queens or princesses from Narakasura, that we, because he was a very big demon, he had another demon called Mura demon, very powerful. So what he was doing, he was under the sea, or ocean, or sea, I think it is, and he was actually looking after the whole place around the palace. So he was guarding all this. And Krishna had to first, with his different arrows, different weapons, he had to fight one layer after another, after another, after another. So there were 4 layers, you know, like a security, I think it is Fort Knox, yeah, Fort Knox, where the US Treasury is stored. So in order to go to Fort Knox, you have to go through 1 layer, to 2nd, 3, 4, 5, I don't know. So many layers before you can actually come to the safe. Yeah? But then the US Army is also protecting that. So it's impossible to get to the safe. You know. So similarly here, Krishna had to go through 4 stages. I made a note somewhere. Yeah. The first layer was rocks, stones. So he couldn't get through to the stones. So he had to use his arrows. I think it was arrows. So with that arrows, he breaks the rocks. Then he has to go through a set of fire and spears. So again, he has to go across that, yeah, that hurdle. And the third one is this Mura. He's in the water, and then as soon as Krishna blows his conch called Panchadanya, that actually frightens Mura, that somebody's in my waters. Who is he? Who is he? So he actually wakes up. Mura demon wakes up. Mura has got how many heads? Do you know? Anybody know? 5 heads. Mura has got 5 heads. So Mura, he comes to fight Krishna, and of course Krishna defeats him. And then the 4th person to fight Krishna is Narakasura himself. So that's he comes out of the palace to fight Krishna. And of course Krishna then tries to fight with Narakasura. Krishna actually came with his wife Satyabhama. Satyabhama is also another incarnation of Bhumi Devi. So Satyabhama is also a warrior. She's very, you know, very powerful lady and queen. And she accompanied Krishna to this place, and the place is called Prag Jyotisha Pura. Prag Jyotisha Pura. Very protected by Mura demon and all these 4 layers, you know. So when Narakasura was young, he got a boon from Varahadev, his father. His father said, "You are a very good boy and this and that. I'm going to give you my tusk." He gave him one tusk. As a gift, as a weapon, but you don't use it to increase your power. Don't use it to increase your power. Just use it as sort of self-defense, you know, I'm giving you this. But of course, in association with Banasura, Narakasura became demoniac. So he was using this weapon to frighten everyone, and he captured Indralok, this, that, he captured everything. So he was very powerful. And that's why he frightened all the kings and took their daughters and kept them in his palace. So kings had no choice. So They gave the daughters. Anyway, so in this fight between Krishna and Narakasura, Narakasura was almost going to be defeated, so he resorts to this weapon, this tusk. And then he actually fires that at Krishna, and Krishna gets hurt, and Krishna is unconscious. But his wife, Satyabhama, is so powerful and, you know, warrior, so she carries on the fight. Amazing. She carries on the fight with Narakasura. So that's how powerful she was. And then in the meantime, Krishna wakes up. He was just unconscious. You know, like person faints and then after a while wakes up. So it was like that. Krishna was not hurt. It was just to show that, okay, that weapon was powerful. You know, Krishna likes to give credit to everyone. So, and he was Varaha Deva anyway. He's the one who gave it. So it's just appropriate. So anyway, Krishna then wakes up and then continue fight, and then Narakasura is killed. But because Satyabhama was with him, and Satyabhama represents Bhumi Devi, Bhumi Devi's son was Narakasura. She pleaded that let Narakasura's son be the next king. So Krishna agreed. So the son of Narakasura was the next king of that place. So that's what happened there. Now, another technical word is called Prakash. You know the 16,108 wives, queens of Krishna? They all had one palace. And Krishna was one Krishna with one queen. So how did he expand? He expanded by his Prakash form. 16,108. And when he captured this 16,100 princesses, he actually expanded himself into 16,100 Krishnas, and with each one in a different palace in Dwarka, he got married. So it's amazing, you know, how he did that. So that is his Prakash Leela. Right, so we've almost reached 8:20, 22, 25. Now I think we should talk a little bit about Lochan Das Thakur. There's so much to talk about. In fact, I was trying to finish the PDF version from ISKCON Desire Tree, but it's quite long. But I've skimmed through most parts, and I'll just summarize a few things, and then we'll go on to the bhajan. Right, so eight queens, we discussed that. Lochan Das Thakur, he was born in 1520 AD in Kograma, Gormandala, West Bengal. And yeah, so that's in West Bengal. But main point we should learn today is that he wrote what is called Chaitanya Mangal. Chaitanya Mangal was also written by Vrindavan Das Thakur. And then big authors at that time, they decided that we can't have two Chaitanya Mangals. So they decided that Vrindavan Das Thakur is actually an incarnation of Vyasadev. Vyasadev wrote Bhagavatam in, you know, in Krishna Leela time. And now, in Gaura Leela time, Vrindavan Das Thakur is writing. So we can call his Chaitanya Mangal Chaitanya Bhagavat. So that's where it comes, the name Bhagavat comes. Okay. So Vrindavan Das Thakur is called Chaitanya Bhagavat. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is called Chaitanya Charitamrita. Okay. And the third book, which we should all try and learn about, is called Chaitanya Mangal. And that is written by Lochan Das Thakur. Okay. Now, the other point I learned is that the first two, Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat, they were in Sanskrit. This one is in Bengali. Chaitanya Mangal is in Bengali. And it was written in 1929 by Srila Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. So that was in 1929. And Mahanidhi Swami in Krishna Balaram Temple, he is the one who translated it into English recently. So we can all resort to this book, Chaitanya Mangal. Chaitanya Mangal is divided into four skandhas. First one, it's here. Where is it? No, I did write it somewhere. Sutra, yeah. Four khandas. Sutra, Adi, Madhya, and Shesh. So Sutra Khanda is 1,800 verses. Total of Chaitanya Mangal verses is 11,000, the book. Sutra Khanda is 1,800. Adi Khanda is 3,300. Madhya is 4,300. Shesh is 1,600. Sutra Khanda up to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's incarnation in Navadvip. So Sutra Khanda describes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes up to Navadvip. And Adi Leela, Adi Khanda, is early life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where he was called Vishvambara. Madhya Leela is later life up to meeting with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. By the way, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was he in Krishna Leela? Brihaspati, correct, Brihaspati. Okay, so there's a nice story. If I have 2 minutes, I'll talk to you in a minute. The last one is Shesha, where pilgrimage, South and North India. A lot of people now try and go to South India. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's South India tour. I believe School of Bhakti is going next year to South India. So, so this is all described there. So I'll describe just one or two pastimes. Which are very fascinating. One of them is mango tree. All the devotees, you know, and us, I think 99%, I think, we all like mangoes. So one day there was a kirtan in Srivas Thakur, Srivas Angan, and then Lord Chaitanya planted a seed, mango seed, and that mango seed became a fruit, mango fruit tree. And that particular day, everyone could have whatever mangoes, however many mangoes they want. And they were all delicious. And His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj describes, you know the type of mangoes they were there? Anybody know? Seedless. Seedless and? No skin. Two things. No seed and no skin. It's just pure nectar. So I think that's... When I did the Nectar of Devotion class with Giriraj Maharaj in 1987 or 88, you know, that is still sticks in my mind, you know, that mango example. It is so wonderful. I like mangoes, but now I'm diabetic for last 16, 17 years, but I was told that mango is too sweet, you know, it's got a lot of sugar, so I should try and avoid it. Maybe take one or two small slices, so... My favorite, I have to now reduce to two slices. It's very bad. But what can we do? Birth, death, old age, and disease. Four things we are all suffering. And I'm also suffering from this disease called diabetes. What to do? One story about mango, this one. Another one which I thought was very nice is that Srila Prabhupada, when he sang this bhajan in Chicago or somewhere like that, he started crying actually, because this song by Lord Chandas Thakur, it's about Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this is our mission. So we have to actually just pray to Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we can spread the mission and spread the holy name. So it's 8:30. I would like to talk more and more, but let's try and... This will work, isn't it, if I put a YouTube song? Yes? Hopefully? But you won't be able to see things, no? Just here, anyway. Let's see if I got it. Sorry. This I have chosen because usually there is Parama Karuna present. But anyway, let's see if we can do this one. Because this has got the translation also. I hope it works. Okay, it's working.
Srila Lochana Dasa Thakura Krutha Parama Karuna Parama Karuna Pahudu Yijana Nitai Kaura Chandra Sabavatara Sara Shiromani Kevala Nanda Kanda. The two lords, Nithai Gaura Chandra, are very merciful. They are the essence of all incarnations. The specific significance of these incarnations is that they introduced a process of chanting and dancing that is simply joyful. Bajo bajo bai chaitanya nitai sudruda vishvasa kori vishaya chadiya serase majiya Muke bolo hari hari. My dear brother, I request that you just worship Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda with firm conviction and faith. If one wants to be Krishna conscious by this process, one has to give up his engagement in sense gratification. One simply has to chant Hare Krishna, Hari, Hari, without any motive. Dekho wo re bai tribhuvane nai, ye mona doyala dhata, pashu paki jure. Pashana vidare shuni jandra guna gata. My dear brother, just try and examine this. Within the three worlds, there is no one like Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Their merciful qualities are so great that upon hearing them, even birds and beasts cry and stones melt. Samsare majiya rohili poriya sepade nahi lo asha apana karama bunjaye shamana Kaho ye lochana dasa. But Lochana Dasa regrets that I am entrapped by sense gratification. Since I have no attraction for the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, then Yamaraja, the in charge of death, is punishing me by not allowing me to be attracted by this movement.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That was very nice. So the essence of that song is that, you know, we are always engaged in using our senses for our sense gratification. And Lochandas Thakur is praying that stop this sense gratification, you know, help me stop, I'm useless, I'm thinking about sense. That is why I can't touch the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we have to pray to Srila Prabhupada that we can reduce our sense gratification and we increase our faith and love for Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's the essence. We have to all learn, I have to learn, you know, to reduce my sense gratification and increase devotional service, yeah, to Krishna. Okay, so we are running late, but I should open to questions. Thank you very much for listening very nicely and you know, quietly and attentively. Actually, I think I got everyone's attention this time. Nobody was sleeping. I could not see anybody sleeping. So wonderful. That's wonderful. Okay, fire away, please. Must have some comments or questions. Yes. Do we have a mic here? Okay.
Thank you for the class.
Hare Krishna. Say your name first, please.
It's Edward.
Edward, okay.
So when Krishna was getting a bad reputation because everyone was blaming him for stealing the jewel, I just thought, is it that Krishna can never be humiliated though?
No.
So is that separate? Is that different to this?
Krishna has so many rasas actually. There are 12 main rasas, but he has so many different reciprocations. He likes to play. You like to play. You know, when you're young, you like to play football or this or that. Yes, he used to play. Similarly, Krishna likes playing. So here, he doesn't mind, you know, if people call him this or call him that. He wanted to prove that something valuable should be given to the most important person, the king in that case. But he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, it should be given to him. Anything very valuable, we should give to Radha Gokulananda. So many people actually bring. We are very fortunate. It's one of the most opulent temples in ISKCON, our temple. But unfortunately, some people think that Radha Gokulananda, Sitaram Lakshman, Hanuman, Gundai will give them this jewelry. We'll give them this jewelry. This would look nice, and this would look nice. But it is good to give, but it is best to ask the head pujari that I would like to give this, I want to like to give this. And they can probably buy at a cheaper rate and get a proper set so that all the jewelry matches with all the deities. They're doing it every year, every month, you know, whatever. So the point is, yes, the best should be given to Krishna. Yes? Does that answer your question? He likes to play, so he, you know, took interest that, okay, if he's called a thief, let's try and, you know, rectify the situation. So he actually went, but this was all Leela, pastimes of Krishna. He wanted to give credit to Jambavan for fighting. Do you understand? Otherwise there would be no fight. He had to fight to get the jewel. Yeah. These are all nice stories, you know.
Hi Krishna Prabhu. Very nice class, thank you. I just want to add, I think from the purport itself, two important points that comes forth is, number one, the importance of association.
Yes.
Because you can see by the, although born, you know, in this family where, you know, the mother is a devotee of Krishna, how the bad association is something that we should be very guarded about. And secondly, the principle of Dvija Bandhu as well, you know, how that applies in this particular situation.
Very good points. I agree with you. Absolutely. Yeah, so that's the main purpose also. That bad association, Although you're born in a good family, you can be a very good boy, but if you are in touch with bad association, you get... But this is what is happening in the modern world. Youngsters after 13, 14 now, or maybe earlier, they get into... the father is smoking, so they say, okay, I'll smoke. The father is drinking, I'll drink. You know, usually people blame the father, but maybe the mothers are doing it. But I'm just saying that any bad habits, children pick up. But what Guru Maharaj told me, personally, and around the world, is he was giving my example that you are doing worship at home, you are doing this at home, you are reading Bhagavad Gita at home, you are reading Bhagavatam at home. Your son is actually watching all this. So when he's growing up, he's seeing all this. I was seeing my mom doing the puja and whatever. So it's inbuilt. You understand? So that association is good association. And that's what Maharaj was telling, that look, if your children grow up looking at their parents. So if the parents are good, doing good things, they will learn good things. Most of our students here, children here, in Bhaktivedanta manner, they come to Sunday school, etc., etc. But in their house, they've got a setup. So Grahastha Ashram means we put Krishna in the center of your activities. The house is Krishna's, not yours. That's the important thing. If we develop that idea that this temple is Krishna's, I'm just here to serve Krishna, then it is the right. Not that I've got a nice ashram, got a nice bed, nice shower facilities, I'm happy here. No. You are here to serve Krishna. That should be the aim. The aim is to how can we increase Krishna's service, how can we reduce our sense gratification. Okay? So good association is very good. Mataji, thank you very much. That is exactly the point. Because of the bad association, he became bad. Okay, but the good thing about Krishna is, Prabhupada used to say, that Krishna is good, Krishna is God, and good can never go bad. Krishna is always good. You understand? So if you are in touch with Krishna, Krishna's books, Krishna's this, Krishna's Kirtan, Sankirtan, it's always good. So it's not bad association. Yes? It's always good. So anything to do with Krishna is good. So keep it up. Yes? Makes sense? Thank you. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.